for this great day, this beautiful morning, and the day that you have come to show us your love. I pray that you continue to work in our lives. Sometimes it may not be easy to see, and I pray that we can see it and that we can know you and follow you and know how much you love us, God. So I say these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
There's something I saw in the Bible that I wanted to share with you.
我有看到圣经的一篇，然后呢，我想跟大家来分享一下。
It's God leaving His fingerprints to help us see Him.
因为呢，神有印出他的足迹来，能让我们来看到他。
One example I found is in the Hebrew language.
特别是在希伯来文里面。
The first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is Aleph.
在希伯文里面第一个字的话呢，它叫做Aleph。
Very fascinating letter.
非常奇妙的一个文字。
This letter is God's letter, and anytime the letter is used, it is associated with God.
它其实是一个直接属神的字，因为呢，任何在圣经里面用到这个字的时候，都是跟神有关的。
You may be familiar with some of his names.
那也许大家会听过一些单词或者发音。
They all begin with the letter Aleph, El Elyon, El Shaddai, El Emet.
那它基本上都会有这个 L 的发音，然后呢，都是跟神有关的。
The letter Aleph consists of two other letters of the Hebrew alphabet.
那其实呢，这个字的话呢，还跟希伯来文里面有其他两个字有相关的。
The letters Yod and Vav make up the letter Aleph.
那它其实是由两个部分组成的。这个 Aleph 的话呢，它是由右上角的 Yod 和左下角的 Vav 一起组成这个 Aleph.
And each letter of the Hebrew alphabet also has a meaning.
那 其实呢，每一个这个字的形态的话呢，它都有自己的意义。
These two letters are two hands, and they are. This is the meaning. But each letter represents something, and what it is the yod represents a hand, and the vav represents nail.
Okay, 所以在右上角的这个。 Valve 呢，它是有一个是代表手的，然后在左下角这个 Valve 的话呢，是代表钉子的。So
God's letter is a picture of two hands and a nail.
那所以呢，神的这个字的话呢，它代表就是说呢，两只手加一个钉子。The
letter is also a picture of the universe.
那其实呢，这个字代表的形态呢，就是代表整个宇宙。
And the whole universe is in his hands.
所以呢，所有的宇宙当中呢，都掌握在神的手中。
These are the realms. The one above is heaven, and the one below is the earthly realm.
那所以呢，在上面的话呢，就是在天；然后在下面的话呢，就是地。
But there's a line between the two realms that separate the two.
但是呢，有一个中间的分割线，然后把两个分开。
And one way that God connects himself from the realm above to the one below is by speaking.
那如何让这两个可以连接在一起呢? 是通过神的话语。
He directs people by sending messengers and through prophets, giving us scripture.
他如何告诉人他想要讲的话呢? 他是通过先知，他是通过传信人，他是通过天使来传达他的意思。
And that's how we get our direction and where to go and what to do.
那然后呢，人就知道了神的旨意，然后就知道了他前进的方向。And
that's one way to communicate to God through prayer.
那其中的一个我们可以与神沟通的方式就是祷告。So
you can see how important prayer is.
所以呢，我们要知道这就是祷告真正的意义有多么的重要。There's
an overall problem though with this.
但是呢，其中有一个问题。
How does God from heaven above relate and understand and be with his people if only by word?
那但是我们就有一个问题，就是说呢，我们在天上的父，在天上的神，万有之神，他是如何用什么样的形式来感觉到、感受到在地下人的生活呢？
The answer is through Jesus, who is the Word of God.
所以呢，最重要的就是通过耶稣，主耶稣基督，就是神的话语。
It says in John chapter 1, verse 14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
所以呢, 在约翰福音, 我们非常熟的一个经节里面, 约翰福音第一章第十四节, 讲到了, 道成了肉身, 我们住在中间。
Now you can see that this letter is a picture of the gospel.
然后我们就可以看到这个单字其实就是代表, 福音。
That there is this great separation between people and God.
那也可以清楚地告诉我们, 其实我们与神之间确实是有一条鸿沟的。
That in order for us to connect with God and be with Him, God came down to earth as the Word.
但是呢, 神为了与我们重新连接, 所以说呢, 神又道成肉身, 降到地上, 用他的话语来与我们连接。
And He came to bridge the gap so we can be with Him.
所以呢, 他又把这个道路又修通了, 所以我们可以重新与他连接。
If you drew and connected the lines together, you also get an X or a cross.
那如果我们连线的话呢, 我们可以看到它其实是一个交叉的, 一个叉。
Which just so happens to be the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet, the letter Tav.
那刚好呢, 这个字也是在希伯来文最后的一个单字里面的, 叫做Tav, 它就是最后的一个单字。
Tav means cross or X.
那这个单字的意思呢, 就是代表十字, 就是代表交叉。
Remember in Revelation 21, chapter 6, Jesus says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end.
所以呢, 在启示录里面第21章第6节, 这里有讲到说呢, 我是阿尔法, 我是俄美加, 我是初, 我是终。
You see that he is the first and letter, first and last letter of the Hebrew alphabet.
所以呢, 我们看到第一个字是开始的。
And you can also see that he's got great depth of who he is and how he reveals himself to us.
那我们也可以看到神是如何通过不同的样式、不同的形态来向我们彰显的。
So earlier I said that he has a whole universe in his hands, that this universe is his.
那所以呢, 就像我们之前所讲到的, 整个世界都是在神手中。
So this universe we live in has a particular precision.
在我们在这个世界生活的时候呢, 我们知道它有一个运行的真理。
The orbit of the earth and planets are set on a precise clock.
那我们要知道它其实呢, 地球的话呢, 它是有一个公转的, 它是有时间性的。
And because of this, we can predict exactly when a solar or lunar eclipse will happen.
那所以呢, 在这个 规则的运行下的话呢, 我们就可以感受到四季, 我们可以感受到时光。
As well as being able to see when certain planets appear and so forth.
然后呢, 我们也可以看到不同的星向我们显现。
We can also trace back to see what the solar system looked like at any given point in history or future.
然后呢, 我们也通过这个规则也可以看到就是说过去和未来的情况。
So there's a program called Starry Night where you can enter any day and see what the solar system looked like.
其实呢，网上有一个网站，就是说呢，你可以输入一个日期， 不管是现在还是过去还是将来的， 它都可以让你看到整个星际的变化。
So in the documentary Star of Bethlehem, a curious individual did some research.
所以呢，这里有一个纪录片，就是讲到这部分。
He looked to see if the Bible was accurate when depicting the bright star of Jesus' birth and the total eclipse of Jesus' death.
然后呢，他就是因为我们知道圣经里面有讲到说呢，耶稣降生的时候有星象显示出来。那所以呢，这个人呢，他就做了这个纪录片，他就是要去确认当时耶稣生下来的天象。
And so as we read in the Bible, during Jesus' death on the cross, the sky turned dark.
那然后呢, 我们也知道, 在耶稣上十字架上受难而死的那个日子的话呢, 那个天变黑了。
And through this program, it records the exact day and time, Friday, April 3rd, AD 33.
所以呢, 在这一天的日子呢, 就刚好是在, 公元, 33年4月3号, 礼拜五的时候, 这个日全食就出现了。
Although some people will say, wait a minute, the writer says the eclipse lasted for 3 hours, but the only eclipses usually last 7 minutes max.
但是呢，本身这个其实是一个奇迹的，因为呢，一般来说日全食出现的时候呢，大概最多可以达到七分钟，但是呢，在书里面描绘的呢，却是有三个小时。
It's important to know, however, that an entire eclipse has 5 stages, and the process can last up to 3 hours.
那其实我们要讲的呢，就是说大家要清楚知道，就是日全食它是整个一个过程，就是说从开始显示的时候。到它结束完全的时候呢，大概是可以达到三个小时的。
So the researcher in the documentary continued to look back to see if anything happened 33 years prior. Was there a bright star?
所以呢，在这个纪录片里面，他就一直在寻找这方面的事情。
And at the exact moment, 33 years prior, 2 planets conjoined together, making a bright light, brighter than anybody has ever seen.
所以呢。他们就是在倒退33年前的话呢，他们就发现这些星象，然后就聚集在一起，然后呢，这些星星所显出来的光芒也是最亮的时候。
And guess what day that was when that happened?
大家想一下，那是哪一天呢
？December 25th, the exact day.
那刚刚好是12月25号。
So it's not the day that Jesus was born, but the day that they celebrated and when the star was shining.
那确实不是在耶稣诞生的那一天，但是确实在他之后生出来那一天，普世在欢腾的时候。
You know, so stuff like this, it makes me help me see God and have stronger faith in Him.
通过这样子的科学的验证，然后呢，确实可以更多的坚定了我的信心，对神的信仰。
But it's not always easy, right?
但却不是说很容易的。
Do we have to study a new language or be astronomers just to see some evidence?
那我们是一定要通过去学习不同的语言，或者通过要学习不同的天象，去真正的来加强我们的信心吗
？Even then, we want to see real stuff.
那确实，我们是希望看到真相的。
And a lot of us have been Christians for long, and we believe in Jesus, but we've never really seen him.
那我们作为基督徒的话，我们很多的人当中都是很多年的基督徒，但是我们也从来没有见过主耶稣。
And perhaps we've been praying for prayers for 10-15 years, and we feel like those prayers have never been answered.
也许呢，在你这个成为基督徒的生命里面的话呢，5年、10年、20年，你都一直在祷告一个同样的东西，但是这个祷告却没有实现。
I think maybe some of us are at this stage.
我想我们当中应该有一些人是在这种情况下的。
Our hope and faith used to be bright flame shining where we endure any amount of trials.
在我们刚开始信主的时候，我们的热心、我们的信念、我们的信心，好像刚出生的太阳一样。
Is now a waxless candle flickering in a still air, and just a slight breeze will surely put us out.
但是呢，现在在这一刻的话呢，也许我们的信心就变成风中残烛，一直在晃晃悠悠。
And we may ask these questions: Where was God when I had financial troubles?
那也许有人会这样子问，就是说呢，我生命中有苦难的时候，我没有钱的时候，神在哪里
？When was God when we needed Him? When I had a perfect plan and nothing ever came out right?
那当我有一个完全的计划，但是神却没有彰显的时候，神在哪里
？And sometimes we read the Bible and we just look at the Bible and it just says these are just pages in a book.
也许我们有时候读圣经的时候会感觉到这只是几页纸而已。
You know, how come God operates in the way that it makes it impossible to see Him, though?
为什么神是通过没有彰显自己在运行当中呢？
Well, today we're going to look at a passage of hope and faith.
但是呢，我希望今天我们可以来通过以下的章节的，可以看到神的爱，神的希望。
Where hope may pass us by.
那我们的希望就穿过了我们，就在我们的旁边。
Let us look in Mark chapter 5, beginning in verse 21.
那我们来看一下马可福音5章。
This is a time where Jesus grew in popularity.
那这个时刻呢，神耶稣在地上开始行神迹的时候呢，他是越来的越有名了。Places
where he had not even been before, people knew of him and knew of what he could do.
然后呢，他从来没有去过的那些地方的话呢，别人已经知道他是谁，已经知道他可以行神迹。And
he'd been healing people, and anybody that wanted to be healed could be healed.
他们也知道耶稣是有大能的。 能力的人，因为他可以医治别人。Verse
21. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. And one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, "My daughter, my little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live."
21节到23节，耶稣坐船又渡到那里去。有许多人到他那里聚集，他正在海边。有一个管会堂的人名叫雅鲁，来见耶稣，就匍匐在他脚前，再三求他说：“我的小女儿快死了，求你去按手在她身上，使她痊愈，得以活了。”
So just as Jesus arrives, he's immediately sworn by people.
就是说，他刚刚去到这个地方的时候呢，所有的人已经聚集在他周围。So
I can finally imagine what it's like being a celebrity.
那如果我们以今天的景象来看的话呢，我们就知道明星是什么样的感觉了。You
know, as soon as you get off the plane, everybody wants to be around you and take your picture.
就好像明星他刚刚从这个车里出来，或者刚刚下飞机，所有人都涌在他旁边的一样的感觉。And
the guards are like, "Whoa, hold on, everybody."
那当然，他反应的就是说：“哎，大家慢一点哦。”He
just got out of a long boat ride. He isn't ready yet.
那他刚刚从这个旅行里面出来啊，他刚刚从这个船上下来啊，那他还没有准备好，你们慢一点哦。Let
Jesus check in the hotel first and look presentable. He's a mess right now.
那所以耶稣他很累啊，你先让他把行李放一下，喝口水啊。Jesus,
Jairus approaches Jesus and begs and pleads with Jesus, "Go heal his daughter."
但是呢，这个时候就有一个管会的人，他的名字叫雅鲁，就来到耶稣面前，就匍匐在他的脚前，就是说：“求你救我的女儿。”And
Jesus agrees.
神跟他打招呼。Imagine,
然后也同意去了。Imagine how Jairus feels right now.
那想一下，如果你是一个父亲，你是如何感受雅鲁现在的情感？
Yes, Jesus is here. What an answer to prayers.
那你一定会说。 哦，太棒了！耶稣就在这里，他成全了我的祷告，神成全了我的祷告。My
daughter has been getting worse and worse, and nothing is helping.
因为呢，我的女儿真的，她已经是最后的时刻，没有任何可以帮助到她。And
Jesus is here in my hometown. What a miracle!
那神已经来到我的会堂里面，这就是神迹啊！The
level of desperation as prayers each day is now being answered.
那你就想，你每一天的那颗祷告，终于在这一刻被回答了。So
this kind of reminds me, I don't know if it relates to you guys, but it reminds me of shopping online.
那其实对于我个人的感觉的话呢，这好像是说呢，你在网络上买东西。And
occasionally a company will release an amazing product with new technology, and you're so excited, you have to get it.
然后呢，比如说有一个公司，它就有出了一件你特别特别想要的东西，然后呢，你就说我一定要拿到。And
the company says very limited, hard to get, pre-orders and limited people, and you're like, "Oh, I have to get it."
那然后呢，这个公司呢，它为了营销的关系呢，它要告诉你说这是万中无一的好东西，我们要限定出厂的这个数量，而且呢，要可以预定的人。
And finally, when the time comes, the pre-order happens, and you just pray, hopefully you can make this pre-order.
那当这个真正的它发放出来的时候呢，你就在祷告说呢，哎，神一定要让我拿到这个东西。And
you actually sign up, and it happens. Hallelujah, everything's amazing. Is that
那当你签到的时候，当你成功把你的名字加入可以购买的这个名单的时候，你就在感谢神了。So
this is how Jairus feels. Oh, my prayers are answered. It's finally here. Jesus is on my way to my house.
所以呢，在某些方面，我们可以看到，这就是雅鲁他自己的感受，就是说神要来到，或者说耶稣要来到我的家了。And
he's saying, "Yes, I placed my pre-order. I can finally relax now."
然后呢，他的感觉也就是说呢，哦，我的名字终于加在这个 名单里面了，所以说呢，哎，我确定我的女儿可以得救了，那我现在可以缓一口气了。
Or can I?
但是真的吗
？Wait, where's my confirmation email?
哎，但是呢，我的确认码在哪里呢
？Nothing is certain without the confirmation email.
但是没有这个确认码，我怎么能知道我真正的得到了呢
？Jairus too, waiting for his confirmation email.
所以呢，雅鲁他也在等。他的确认吗
But what happens?
但是发生了什么样的事情呢
While they were there on the way to the house, there was another person who has also been hoping and praying.
所以呢，在他们去到雅鲁的家里的这个路上的话呢，其中还有一个人也在恳切的祷告。
Verse 25, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had.Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I touch his clothes, I will be healed.
所以呢，在25节到28节这里有讲到说呢，有一个女人患了12年的血漏，在好些医生手里受了许多苦，又花尽了她所有的，一点不见好，病势反而更严重了。她听见耶稣的事，就从头来砸在众人中间，摸耶稣的衣裳，意思说我只摸他的衣裳就必痊愈。
Immediately her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him, he turned around in the crowd and asked, Who touched my clothes? You see the people crowding against you, his disciples answered, and yet you can ask who touched me? But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it.Then the woman, knowing that had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth.
所以在29到33节这里有讲到说呢，于是他血漏的源头就立刻干了，他便觉得身上的灾病好了。耶稣顿时心里觉得有能力从自己身上出去，就在众人中间转过来说，谁摸我的衣裳？门徒对他说，你看众人拥挤我，还说谁摸我吗？耶稣周围观看，要见做这事的女人，那女人知道自己身上所成的事，就恐惧战惊，来匍匐在耶稣跟前，将实情全告诉他。
So, as they were on to Jairus' house, they were interrupted by a woman who had also been sick.
所以呢，我们看到，就是说，在去雅鲁家的这个同时的话呢，其实他们的行程是有被这个生病的女人，有血漏的这个女人打断了。
So this is a person who had been sick for 12 years.
那我们要想象他的血漏已经折磨了他12年。
I think we're familiar with Jairus must have been thinking or feeling.
但是我们现在想一下，如果你是雅鲁，你是怎么样子的感觉呢？
What now? Can't you wait?
那他一定在心里呐喊，他说，你不能等一下吗？
My daughter is dying any day now and...She's going to die any second now.
我的女儿，她的生命垂危，她真的有可能在这一刻或者在下一刻就死掉了。
You've been sick for 12 years. Can't you wait 12 minutes until Jesus heals my daughter?
你就不能，你已经等了12年，你多等12分钟好不好？
Now we just got to put ourselves in the position of the other woman for just one moment.
那我们现在再反念来想一下，如果你是这个血漏的女人，你是如何？
This woman has a rare disease and makes it essentially illegal for her to be out and about, let alone touching people.
大家要知道，这个在古代的时候，我们就讲圣经这个古代的时候，有血漏其实就是月经了。那就是说，这个就代表你是不洁净的，然后呢，你是不可以。你不可以出去，在公众场合你也不可以去敬拜，你不可以做任何的礼仪。然后呢，你就是代表说呢，你十二年都是受这样的折磨。
But giving her prayers, the amount of trouble and desperation for her to be healed, spending literally all she had on doctors so that for once she could be able to participate in public gatherings.
但是呢，你想象。你为了你这件事情祷告了整整十二年，你把你所有的积蓄全部都花掉，就是为了可以出去，可以与别人沟通，可以去圣殿里面，可以去敬拜。
Hope was passing her by.
但是呢，这个希望 却在他身边一点一点一点地溜走了。
There must have been an abundance of doubt capsizing her mind.
那其实我们可以想象，在这种情况的话呢，你的心中、你的脑袋里面有多少的疑问
？There's no way Jesus can heal me.
他大概会想说，啊，那所有人都试过了，我觉得耶稣大概也救不了我。
Year after year, the numerous doctors and experts being let down after being given false hope. There was no more hope.
那么多年的医生，那么多年的这些有能力的人，他们都把期望带给了我，但是最后却带来的是失望。
I hear about God healing people in the Bible, and they get healed.
那我们知道，我们在读圣经里面的话，我们看到神是有医治的能力。
But here's me, I've been praying, hoping, doing literally everything that is possible.
但是呢，作为我这个血漏的女人，我却没有办法得到医治。
There's no way God can bring me hope, nor does it even exist.
那神其实是没有办法来医治我的，或者根本就没有这件事情。
I've done everything there is.
我做了所有可以力所能及的事情，但是都没有办法来救我。
Well, not everything.
但确实不是所有的事情。
So, I recently got back from Taiwan, and there's this common phrase that people like to use.
我想跟大家分享一下我从台湾回来的经历。那其实那边有人经常讲这么一句话。
When you want to make a reservation or you ask to go and do something, and they always say, 没有办法。
那特别是我们因为知道我们想在台湾吃东西的话，你是需要去定位。然后呢，但是呢，平常我们一直在去定位的时候，那个他们的这个他们的 waiter 就会跟我讲说no can do.
Yeah, nothing can be done, 没有办法。
没有任何的事情可以帮你定到这个位啊。
So there's a phrase that I kept saying to Josie, 总有办法。Something that there's a chance, there's always something that can be done.
I know, I just thinking,You shouldn't say to Josie.
So. Yeah, say it to the guys over there. Yeah.
Okay. 所以呢，我就跟这个 waiter 还有跟我的太太都在讲的说，总有办法。There always things can be done.
Yes. Imagine this is the woman here being desperate and being bombarded with doubt.
那如果我们想象一下，这个女人在这一刻，她是有多么的困难，她是有多么的。这个想要抓住这个机会。
There's a verse that she held on to, a verse that brought her hope.
但是有一个章节，我相信她有读过，那同时呢，也带来这一丝丝的希望给她。
It's hidden and tucked away all in the way into the book of Malachi 4:2.
那我想跟大家读一下，这里就是在马拉基书四章第二节。
It says, But for you who revere my name, the Son of the Righteous will arise with healing in its rays, and you will go out and frolic like a well-fed calves.
但向你们敬畏我名的人必有公义的日头出现，其光线有医治之能。
So Jews were instructed to wear tassels on the four corners of their garments.
那我们要知道这个耶稣的话呢，他其实在他的袍子上呢有做穗子，然后呢会有这个蓝色的丝带。
And the corners that were the tassels can be attached, could also be translated as wings. You could see it here.
那其实呢，这个袍子，这就是以色列人以前穿的袍子，我们就可以从照片上可以看一下，他那边有一个这个丝带，穗带。
And so as she read this verse, there was healing in its wings.
那所以呢，在这里的话呢，他就感觉到说呢，有光线，光线有医治之能。其实呢，这个光线呢，也是代表翅膀有医治之能。其实这个袍子的这个丝带，其实就是代表这个翅膀的。
So for the woman, instead of it being pages of something she read in a book.It became real right in front of her.
所以呢，以前只在书里面出现的东西的话呢，现在确实的在她眼前显示出来了。
And she says, If only I touch his clothes, I will be healed.
那他心里就有这个声音产生出来，就是说呢，只要我摸到他的衣裳，然后呢，我就会被医治。
And immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering.
就在那一刻，他碰到了耶稣的衣裳，然后他就感觉到了他的血漏干掉了，就没有了，然后他就感觉到平安。
And Jesus says to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering."
所以呢，主耶稣对他说，三十四节这里有讲到说呢，女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧，你的灾病痊愈。
The way I picture this, the disciples were probably all cheering and ushering the crowd.
那我们可以想象当时的那个环境，如果大家其实看到这个神迹，一定是欢呼雀跃的，包括所有的门徒，所有的跟随者。
All right, Jesus is a hero. We did it, fellas. We can all go home now.
其实呢，大家在这一刻想象就是说，哦，这是大有能力的人，他确实是一个英雄，他确实是一个领袖，我们确实可以平安的回家了。
Wait a second. Feels like we're forgetting something.
哎，但是我们是不是有忘记了一点东西呢
？Wasn't Jesus supposed to do something?
好像哎，耶稣来这里是有一个原因的，这个原因到底是什么呢
？Oh shoot, that's right. We forgot Jairus.、Oh.
对了，雅鲁家里的女儿。
Jesus was still speaking, verse 35. Some people came in from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. Your daughter is dead, they said. Why bother the teacher anymore?
但是在这一刻的时候，在这一刻的时候，有人从晚会堂的家里来说，你的女儿死了，何必喊劳动先生呢？
Oh, Jairus, we're so sorry. We got caught up with something. It wasn't our fault. You understand, right?
你想象这个时候一定会有人安慰他，他会这样说：“雅鲁，不好意思，这个你有看到，其实是不幸的这种情况。但是没有人是故意要有这种结果产生的。”
The pre-order didn't go through. Better luck next time.
就好像你在网上的那个订单。他其实没有拿到确认码，那下次好运。
There's a stark contrast in this passage between the two events.
我们可以确实看到这部分的经节的反差。
One is a well-known important person asking Jesus to come to his house.
那我们要知道，作为会堂管事的。那他其实是一个很重要的角色，他的身份地位都是很重要的。那他邀请了耶稣，他恳求耶稣来到他家来救他的女儿。
While the other is a woman who seems to be less relevant.
但是我们想一下，另外一个女人，这个十二年一直在血漏的，没有在公众面前显现的，没有露脸的，而且家里是。一文不明的这个女人，她是多么的微小、渺小。
One is much older and her sickness that could wait, while the other is a little girl who dies.
然后呢，甚至我们可以想象说，用这个女孩和这个女人之间来比，那是一个小女孩。然后呢，这个是一个十二年也一直有这个病的女人嘛。
One where the sick woman has hope and faith despite the abundance of doubt.
那其中呢，这个十二年的这个女人的话呢，她确实心中有很多的疑问，但是呢，她确实还是有希望的嘛。
While the other Jairus is told to give up, it's over, leave Jesus alone.
但是呢，在雅鲁，在他女儿去世的时候，在死去的时候，这一刻他心灰意冷，他没有了任何的希望。
What I love most about this event is, regardless of what happened to Jairus' daughter is.Jairus' daughter and being told to give up, Jesus continues to appear to Jairus' daughter.
那其实我们刚才读的经节里面其实没有显示接下来的故事。但是如果大家有读过这些经节的话，大家都会知道耶稣还是去到了雅鲁的家，把他的女儿救活了。
That hope may pass us by and that we may miss it, it doesn't mean it's over.
但是这就是告诉我们说呢，有时候也许我们的希望从我们的手边溜走，从我们的身边溜走，但是那里是总有希望的。
Sometimes we believe things are over when it doesn't happen that way we want it to happen.
那有时候我们感觉到这个事情已经没有任何的盼望了，其实那只是我们所感觉到，我们所感受到，我们所希望这个事情没有盼望了，其实盼望一直在那边。
We believe it's over and done, pack our bags and turn around.
那我们会时时刻刻告诉我们说，哎，这件事情已经完结了，已经没有任何的期望了，然后我们就可以回家了。
Jesus gives the most important words that should ultimately strengthen our hope and faith. Don't be afraid, just believe.
那所以呢，耶稣这课教导我们的就是说呢，永远不要放弃希望，永远不要。
How often do we let fear take over the situation of our lives that become the dominant force?
我们会不会常常都让惧怕在我们的心中填满，然后呢，让他把其他的感情其他的感受甚至把希望都挤出去呢？
Where Jesus says, let me be the dominant force of the situation and never stop believing in him.
所以呢，耶稣告诉我们说呢，让我作为那股最强大的力量注入你的心中，让我把其他的东西挤出去。
That everything is in his hands.
所以呢，所有的事情都可以掌握在神的手中。
As Jesus approaches Jairus' house in verse 39,He sees the family has already accepted the loss.
所以呢，在第三十九节这里有讲到说呢，39节这里有讲到说呢，进到里面就对他们说：“你们为什么乱嚷哭泣呢
？”It says he went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? This child is not dead, but asleep." They laughed at him. Jesus then goes to where the daughter was.He took her by her hand and said to her, Talitha Koum, little girl, I say to you, get up. Immediately the girl stood up and began to walk around. As this, they were completely astonished.
所以呢，从39节到43节，这里就讲到说呢，就对他们说，耶稣就对他们说呢，为什么乱嚷哭泣呢？孩子不是死了吗？是睡着了。他们就耻笑耶稣，耶稣就把他们都撵了出去，然后就带着孩子的父母和跟随的人进了孩子所在的地方，就拉着孩子的手说，对他说，大力大谷米，这个意思呢，就是说，闺女，我吩咐你起来。那闺女就立刻起来走，他们就大大的惊奇，闺女已经12岁了。耶稣切切的嘱咐他们不要叫人知这件事，却又吩咐给他东西吃。
I'm certain that after that day, they never lost hope, despite what they saw.
那我相信，如果有看到这个神迹的，特别是在雅鲁这个家里面的话呢，他们一定会永远的都抓住这份盼望，永远都不会失落。
The thing about hope is that Jesus brings hope, even when we don't see it.
那其实盼望是什么呢？盼望就是耶稣所带来的。虽然我们眼中看不到，但是它确实存在。
Sometimes we tend to focus on the impossibility and improbability that we forget the miraculous.
有时候呢，我们在这个世界生活的时候，我们只看到现在的这一刻，我们只是看到数据，我们只是感觉到那个数字，我们只是感觉到这一刻能不能做到。其实我们忘记了神迹。神的大能。
We may come to church and have Bible studies, but say with an absolute confidence, these are just great stories in a book.
那所以呢，我们有时候在读圣经的时候，哪怕在我们在查经，在团契里面查经的时候呢，我们都会觉得，哦，这只是一个故事嘛，这是只是讲了一个大有能力的嘛。
But what about hope that we need?
但是呢，我们的盼望在哪里？
What about the moments that we desperately need our prayers answered?
那在我们那一刻需要我们的祷告被回答的时候，那一刻你是如何感受的？
Could we focus on not what is happening, but what could happen?
我们可不可以让自己的心定睛在说，也许或者可以发生的事情，而不要定睛在已经发生、已经过去的事呢？
That our moments of trials, suffering, and doubt only simply are elements that make us focus on something else.
那在那已经过去的时光，在那个在痛苦、在经历过失望的时刻，那些事情在那里。
Like the woman who had a disease, perhaps it meant that she had to lose it all to be healed.
那也许就像这个十二年的血漏的这个女人，也许代表说她真的要失去所有，才可以真正的彰显出她的信心，才可以拿到那个希望，可以被医治。
And maybe we just must be in a stage where we are desperate to see God.
也许呢，我们确实想在这一刻想看到神那么的渴切。
So, growing up, I was a guy that liked to date around and always ask girls if they want to go out with me.
那其实呢，因为我现在还是很帅了，所以说呢，我是一直都会问一些漂亮的女生要不要出去，我们一起去一起玩。
And the thing that they always said to me was, no, I just want to be friends.
那大部分的结果呢，其实大家可以想象的，都是他们都会跟我就是说呢，哎，我们还是做朋友的好。
So I immediately said, well, there's really no hope, 没有办法。
那然后我们就跟他，我就跟这些女孩子讲说， there's always a way.
And so because of this, I just thought, well, I thought miracles could happen, but they just always wanted to be friends.
那我相信他，但是那个那一刻的神迹的话呢，其实，我就在想说呢，这个，他们其实是一直想要只是做朋友而已。
So that actually made me lose my hope is that nothing ever happened the way that I wanted to happen.
其实呢，大家如果知道的话呢，我是会经常为我这个以前是为我的单身这件事情而祷告。那其实呢，很多的时候我都失去了信心。我失去了希望。
I'd always use my eyes to determine what really is the truth.
那我一直都是在用我的眼睛来确认什么是真实的。
And so in high school, I thought, well, I have really no path or no plan. Maybe I could go to Bible college.
那所以在我高中的时候的话呢，我就是对我的前途非常的担心，所以我找不到方向。然后呢，我就想说，哎。也许我应该去这个圣经学校，应该去这个神学院里面去学一下。
I had no backup. That was the only place that I applied to.
那我对于这件事情的话呢，我甚至没有做任何的后备的工作，就是说呢，我没有去申请任何其他的学校，我只是申请了神学院。
So I saw this as a sign. If I got in, that one day I'll be a preacher.
那所以呢，我把这个认为这是一个神迹，这是一个显示，就是说呢，如果我真的可以进去，神就是回答了我的，回答了我的疑问，所以呢，神就选了我。
And this would be the most absolute beautiful miracle because I got really bad grades.
但是大家要知道，在这个同时的话呢，这件事情可真的，如果我进去的话，我就是真的可以成为神迹，因为呢，我的学校本身的成绩不是很好的。
So I applied to the school, hoping to get in, and I received the letter. I was like, "Oh, this is it, the confirmation letter."
所以呢，当我申请完了之后，而且我就申请了这么一家，然后呢，我拿到他们寄给我的信，我就确认的说，哦，这我的信心在这里，这就是。这一定是这个确认的那份信，我被录取了。
So I believe in miracles. I'll pray and I open this up. For sure, I'm going to get in.
然后呢，我满怀信心的，然后呢，在开信之前，我还去做了一个虔诚的祷告。然后呢，我就知道我一定可以进去的。
So I open this letter and I read it, and it says, "We regret to inform you, we reject you."
好消息就出来了，这份信里面讲的是说呢，不好意思，我们没有办法接受你。
So I ended up not being a preacher, that's it. No, I'm just kidding, I'm here, right? I'm a preacher.
这个故事是真的，但是当然我在这里，我在这一刻在跟大家分享，那你知道其实神是有其他的路。
And so I looked at this letter and I thought, well, maybe God wasn't real, 没有办法了。
那所以呢，在这一刻，当我打开这份信的时候，我的希望全部漏走了。
So and then I said to myself, from now on, I'm only going to trust my eyes.
那所以在这一刻，我就告诉我说，我现在不需要神了，因为他是不信的。然后呢，我只相信我眼睛所看到的。
So I took a really dark path. I went down below, and I lost faith, and never went back to church.
所以在那一刻开始的时候呢，我又就再也没有去教会了，因为呢，我的信心已经全部失去了。
So for a long time, I just questioned myself, is God real?
所以呢，在很长的时间里面，我是在思想神到底是不是确实的，是不是真的。
So at the worst stage of my life, I said, well, I could either give up forever or try just believing and having faith.
但是呢，在我的生命里面，哪怕是最低点的时候，特别是当我达到了这个最低点的时候，我就在想说呢，我还是要再来一次机会，我还是应该再去拿一下这个希望。
That God said, maybe just trust in me and not what you see.
那神确实跟我讲了这么一句话，他说，你要确实的相信我，不是相信你眼中所看到的。
So I said, no matter what, from now on, I'll just trust him and not my eyes.
所以呢，在那一刻，我做出了一个决定，就是说呢，从这一刻开始，我不相信我眼中所看到的东西，我只相信神。
And so in that moment, God tested me with all the hardships.
那大家是不是觉得我的生命从这里是不是可以一帆风顺呢？但是不是，神在这一刻却开始了对我生命中的试炼。
So one time I went to a movie and it was a lot of people at that time and I lost my wallet.
那当时呢我有一次就去看电影，但是呢因为有很多人的关系，然后呢我的这个钱包就掉了。
And I went home and drive home. I was like, oh, where's my wallet? I gotta go back, or you know, I was thinking someone's gonna steal it.
然后呢？当我快回到家的时候呢，我就突然发现我的钱包不见了，然后我就想说，哦，我要赶快开回去，那一定是有人把我的钱包偷了。
So I went to the theater. The movie already started. It was dark, and I asked the lady, "Is there any way you could go look and see if anyone has found a wallet?"
那当我回到电影院的时候，这个电影院已经又开始了新的一场。那这个时候呢，我只能问一下工作人员说，那你不好意思，你可不可以进去问一下所有人到底有没有看到我的钱包啊？
In my mind, I was using all these thoughts of all these doubts and using my eyes. Well, it's already too late. The movie already started. There's many people there. There's no way they're going to find anything.
那其实呢，那一刻我还是在选择去相信我的眼睛，因为呢全部都黑掉了，所有人都在里面，然后呢大家拿到钱包的话一定不会跟我讲的。
And so I just said, you know what, I'm going to have faith. I'm not going to trust my eyes and what I'm used to.
但是呢我的转念，我的信心又回来了，然后呢我又希望拿到这一刻的这个希望，所以呢我就在想说我要相信神。
And then all of a sudden I see the lady, she's holding the wallet in her hands and it seemed like angels were shining light right on the wallet.
所以呢，当这个工作人员回来的时候，在这一刻我就看到他手中有这个钱包，然后呢，我或者是幻象，但是我看到他有了翅膀，有光芒在他身后。
So I just said, you know what? Maybe there is hope, and there's faith, and there's miracles despite what we see.
那我现在就确实的相信，在那一刻我就说，确实是有神迹的。那我们要相信神迹，我们要抓住我们的希望。
And so when I finally met Josie, who's now my wife, before we started dating, I asked her, "Hey, would you like to go on a date with me?"
那很幸运的时候呢，在接下来我生命的时光，我遇到了我现在的太太。哦，她是唯一的太太。OK。那遇到我现在的太太，当然我没有马上就在当时就问她说，哎，你看我们要不要一起出去来拍拖啊？
And you know what she said? She said, "No, I just want to be friends."
那问了这句话的话呢，一定会得到这样的结果，就是说呢，啊，不好意思，我们就做个朋友吧。
I said, "You better not say that because God does miracles in my life."
那我的回答就是说呢，哎，你最好不要这样子说，因为神是在我生命中有彰显奇迹的。
And so later, before that, I applied to the same school, got into the school, and I got the same letter. And before I opened it, I said, you know, I believe in God. He's going to do miracles. If it says I didn't get in, that's okay too.
那确实呢，在我讲这句话是真心的，因为呢，在我遇到我太太之前的话呢，我其实已经又再次申请了这个神学院，然后呢，在这次我拿到他们寄来的信的时候呢，我心里有平安。我在说呢， 神希望你可以让我去被选中，但是如果没有进去的话也没有关系。
It says in Isaiah 40 chapter 31, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
所以呢，在以赛亚书40章31节这里有讲到说呢，但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困乏，行走却不疲乏。
Perhaps that when we go to church, we'll have the Bible studies. We're not only going to see Jesus written in the pages of the Bible, but to have him in our lives.
那也许我们现在来到教会当中，在我们的团契里面，在我们查经的时候，我们可以看到，其实那并不是只是一篇一篇的文字，一页一页的纸。也许神就在我们的生命当中。
And that Christmas is a symbol or a sign to show us that hope will never leave us and that He always loves us.
所以呢，圣诞节其实就是告诉我们，给我们一个确认，就是说呢，神一直在这里，神一直与你同在。
And that He wanted to be with us when there was no hope.
他希望与我们同在，哪怕这个世界上是没有一点点的希望，一丁点的光明，他还是愿意与我们同在。
Let's pray.
现在让我们低头祷告。
Father God, there's so many things that are happening every single season of our lives, and it just seems like we may be poured out, emptied of hope, seeing that there's really no chance. But during Christmas, when you gave your son,to show us that there's light and there's hope and there's peace, that we can connect with God, that hope is there every single day. Your son is in our lives every single day. And I just pray that we look to you and not at what's going on in our lives, not the circumstances, not the things that we focus on, but on you, God. So I just pray that during Christmas, we have you in our lives, we have you in our hearts, and we always look to you, our everlasting hope.Thank you, God. We love you. Say these things in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.